The money we are talking about is not a small amount of money. And all these people cannot be on strike for that length of time without having great repercussions on the country. It means everything will come to a stop. Children are not going to school. Doctors, I mean, right now, they've been gracious, but I suspect if it drags on longer, they too will stay away. It means we shut down, right? And the money we are talking about, this is big money. Where is the money? That's the question. Where is it? This reminds me of this UTAC situation where university professors have book allowance. All of a sudden, the government comes along. First, they say they can't pay. Then they say, well, okay, we're going to create another one for you. Of course, it was a ruse, attempt to deceive. And now, finally, they say, okay, we'll pay for it. They haven't paid yet. I don't have the inside information about exactly what is going on with respect to the Ministry of Finance. But I suspect this money is not there. If you're a government, this is very important, but which one is more important, monthly salaries or pension funds? And so you use the money to pay monthly salaries, and I suspect that's what has happened. The money is not there. And the problem is this. This is not a charity from the government. This is not government money. The workers have worked to get their own money. He said correctly that government is the employer, but the employer does not get to manage the fund. The fund is supposed to be put where it will generate the most income.